The question is, the director just said they have meters at, I think he said four locations, whatever. So when you are providing him with his budget for electric, is it based upon the actual usage and invoices that the city gets for the electric consumption at those locations?
It's based on usage. It's also based on our net metering credits, which are, we had a huge balance. Those are gone now. We spent them on our bills. So next year, if you drilled into the detail of any of the electric lines, it will be Rhode Island Energy and a company called Captona, where we get our net metering credits.
Do we currently have a balance in net metering, balance that's owed us in net metering?
No, as of Friday, it had run out.
It's what, please?
As of Friday, our credit balances were gone.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Director. Just a couple of clarifying questions. Looking at your library technology aid, that's a bargaining unit position, but the increase was close to 21%. Can you explain what that, I think I know, but can you explain the three groups of how we got there?
Yeah, yes, I can definitely do that. Basically, he would have his base salary, and then on top of that, he would have his steps. I believe because of the timing of this next year, he'll be advancing a step that makes up the majority of that difference on top of what would be part of the bargain increases of the 3.25 and the 0.009.
Okay, thank you. Reason why I call that out is that's the largest increase in your area. Then you have two positions. They received some job code changes. Was that more of a lateral, or did we redefine those jobs?
I'm assuming one of them was the one that we transferred from being a library aid circulation to library aid teen services. So it was a refocusing in order to allow us to increase coverage of our teen room, provide more programming, et cetera. I'm not sure what the second position is that you're referring to.
Okay. All right. And one last question. Going over to your budget line items. So line item 43,332, security and alarm services.
Mm-hmm.
That increase has gone up.
19,000?
Yeah, so yeah.
We've been very fortunate in that the library has been able to contract a former city detective that had retired after 30 years with the city. And he is retiring again as of the end of June after 34 years with the library. And we're really, from bidding, we just cannot get the deal with anybody else that we were able to get from him and his company. So that's bridging the difference for the same number of hours and the same coverage we would normally have with the major. It's just, he had dedication to the city. He was very dedicated to the library and was very willing to be accommodating with a price.
Okay. Now that, you mentioned you went out to bid with it. And okay.
Yes.
When did you go out to bid?
We went out in April. Last year when we bid, because he was considering last year, he did end up winning the bid again and opted to just not renew, even though it was a possibility. Last year we received five bids. This year, though, we only received the one.
Okay. And you may or may not know this, but do any of our other city buildings have security alarms and monitoring?
That I don't know across the city's buildings, no.
Can we direct the administration?
Sorry. Maybe. It is, it's starting to veer, but not yet.
Council, Bill Facente, Chief Staff. This isn't a security alarm or monitoring. It's a security guard at the library, main branch of the library for certain hours of the day. All our buildings have security systems and alarms and things, but this is specifically for a security guard.
Okay. I was just going by the description. It actually
says
alarm.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. A varying back.
Councilman Lattiser.
So with this security and alarm services, to follow up on Councilman Muto, is this a subcontractor or
there's multiple things that are in there. There is our security alarm is billed through there, but the increase is tied completely to just the security guard, which is a subcontractor. Basically, he created a company way back under, I think, four directors ago, and was able to run security for the library to help manage behavior, manage crowd size, those sorts of things. So there are other alarm systems that are also run through that line item.
All right, let me circle back on my question. The chief said this is not an alarm service, it's a personal.
It's both.
Okay. So my question is, this person, is this an employee that gets benefits or that we pay TDI for, FICA, or is it strictly on a subcontract basis?
The contractor, the security guard, and I apologize for misspeaking, the security guard, in addition to the security system, is a subcontractor that's okay. Bid out and contracted with the library. He's not an employee of the city.
Okay. So the city has a written contract with this vendor?
Yes, we do. It includes everything. It is the biggest packet I've ever received for something like this ever.
Okay.
But we receive it. It traditionally had been renewed every 3 years, and this year his wife won, so we just got 1 year out of it.
And you said that was bid in April of this year?
Yeah, it was bid last year, and it was bid this year. It hasn't technically been fully awarded to the new company yet because it has to
wait. Well, that was my next question because
yeah, it has to.
I know I'm old, but I don't remember that bid coming before us.
That's because our contracts go through the Board of Trustees for state law, so it will go to the trustees actually on Wednesday.
Okay, so you're budgeting for this. In anticipation that the city council is going to approve.
Well, it would be the board budget. Of trustees that approves our contracts because that's what is required under state law.
In what other service contracts do you have? You got $47,040 that you're looking for in service contracts. What are these service contracts?
Sure. A good portion of that is HVAC, our two elevators in the central location. So it's mostly maintenance related contracts that okay. are tied into that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any members of the public have anything for the Warwick Public Library? All right. Seeing none, we move on to Human Services.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Kathleen Bull, Director of Senior Services. Our human services budget, practically no changes this year other than contractual increases to the salary line in July and January, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Does anyone have any questions for human services?
Bear with me.
I think you said something on the lines of yes, Councilman Lattiser, but I'm not sure.
This senior citizens department?
That will be next.
Not yet?
Yeah, that's next. Sorry.
Councilman, do you have anything? I wasn't sure if you said anything before.
I said, just give me a minute.
All right. Yeah, sure. Sorry. Wasn't that trying to rush. Just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Okay. Director, there's nothing beyond contractual increases, no new hires?
Correct.
New positions, I should say. Okay, I'm good with that, thank you.
Do any members of the public have anything for human services?
Michelle Comar, Ward 1.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is there anything in your budget that deals with senior housing or planning for senior housing or looking at the need, demand changes?
I guess a short answer would be we have emergency services funding. And so citizens can apply for help with rent if they're in a situation that they could use assistance. And if it's a sustainable request, they can be granted emergency services funding. And then also through contributive support, nonprofits can apply for funding. And that's why you'll see all of those organizations mm-hmm. listed that the city helps to grant funding for. So some of those may have to do with housing, if that answers your question.
Yeah, I'm looking more, maybe it's community development or planning. I'm looking at who actually looks at the future needs of senior housing and Warwick. 20%, or maybe just over 20% of the population in Warwick is 65 and over. And I really don't see any action in this arena at all. And with tax increases, they may be deciding to sell their houses and move into senior housing. I just don't know which department to ask that question, if it's in their budget. I thought it would be human services.
So I'd recommend just connecting with the chief in between things rather than, we shouldn't have this discussion during this portion of the budget, or rather during this department's time, considering she already stated it's not their budget.
Okay, and how do you help the homeless in Warwick?
First, though, is it part of your budget?
Other than that emergency services funding, if someone were homeless and they were able to come to us and fill out an application, they could be granted first month's rent to get them into an apartment, but they would need to prove that it was a sustainable.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So my other comment is there is a lot of taxpayer money going to nonprofits. And they're all good groups, but we really don't know what they do. Maybe we don't need to know. But what I'm disappointed in is that our own land trust only is accounted for $400 in the budget, whereas all these agencies up to like $10,000. I don't know what the total, maybe you can give me the total amount that goes to nonprofits. Is that totaled in the budget?
It's $150,000.
$150,000 taxpayers' money goes to groups that we really don't know what they do with the money. And I think there's a great discrepancy between the Warwick Land Trust that could use more money to get survey work done, close the right of redemption on some properties. I'm totally against this money allocation going out. And I think it was in another section of the budget at one time. Was it always in human resources?
Can I just talk about, this is a Bill Vicente, Chief Staff. What the resident is saying, Ms. Comar is saying, these agencies provide, these nonprofits provide critical services to many of the residents of the city of Warwick. Whether she understands what these nonprofits do or not is irrelevant to this budget. A committee makes the recommendation to the mayor on this contributive support funds. We've been doing this for, well, as far as I can remember. So these nonprofits all service Warwick residents in various capacities, whether it's through food pantries, assistance in housing, like she mentioned, rides to hospitals, rides to doctors, services for the blind, et cetera, et cetera. So whether Ms. Comar knows what they're doing or not is relevant to this budget.
Yeah, I just think this is a lot of money going out to nonprofits. I don't mind a couple thousand here and there, but we got 10,000 going out the door to some of these entities. And like I said, I am disappointed that the land trust doesn't get the same kind of attention. Thank you.
Ms. Comar, if you're comfortable with it, I'd recommend going over and asking the chief of staff which department it is that you were trying to ask about before. That way you're ready for it. Councilman Lattiser.
Director, I just want to circle back with you to confirm on the Director of Senior Services. The current salary is $87,487. The salary for 2027 is $96,077 for a 9.82% increase.
So that I think you're on a different budget.
I'm sorry?
I think we're in human services still. I think you're talking about a different budget.
In the personnel supplement.
In
the personnel supplement, it shows your salary this year at $96,077. That's a 9.82% increase. And how does that increase come about?
So we're still on human services. So my salary isn't in this budget that we're on now.
I'm sorry?
I'm not in the human services budget. I'm in the senior services budget.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought we were still on senior services.
I think we're still in human services.
Human services. Yeah, okay. I'm looking at human services. All right. Hold on 1 minute. Let me just save some time. I just want to repeat that there are no salary increases in your budget beyond contractual increases.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are there any further questions for human services? All right, seeing none, we're moving on to Senior Citizen Center.
So the major changes to this budget are in our fixed expenses with the natural gas and electricity, like we've seen as a theme across the other departments. Some of our other commodities, sewer, telephone, are also necessary evils that we offset by decreasing our office supplies. And you'll notice one increase to instructional services of $900, and that's just because we're having more classes, and those fees that we pay to the instructors are offset by the costs of the classes, so that money is recouped in our revenue line.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I left the light on. So now I'll go to that question of Director of Senior Services with the 9.82% increase. Is that strictly contractual increases? Nothing beyond contractual?
Correct. There was a step in the last salary, in the last budget.
Was there a longevity as well, or just a step?
Just a step, and then the contractual raises.
So was the step increase how much?
It was previously, it would be
percentage-wise.
Sorry?
Percentage-wise.
The steps aren't necessarily a percentage.
Right, exactly. Was it a 6% increase?
I don't know. It was a step that was in the last budget because I was newer to the position.
Okay, that's, again, to the same point as before. We're not getting the information as to how these percentage of increases are taking place. All right, perhaps this one can be included as well in the breakdown that I've asked for earlier.
Sure.
As to how that 9.82% came in, please. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for the senior center? Do any members of the public have anything for the senior citizen center?
Hello. I'm wondering what the job of a coffee aide is.
So it is a part-time position. So it is a minimum wage job with no benefits. That works in our coffee and gift shop, and sell pastry, sell coffee, okay. And
so
sell
items. It's separate from like a kitchen area or the meals? Okay.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. Sure.
Miss, can you just state your name because they need it for the minutes?
Robin Cardenas.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything for the Senior Citizen Center? All right, seeing none. Next is Senior Transportation.
Okay, so Senior Transportation has more bargaining unit employees. So there are two bargaining unit employees that are getting their longevity for the first time. And then there is a third bargaining unit employee that has been getting longevity that's getting an increase. So beyond the longevity and the two contractual percentage raises, there's no increases in our salary line beyond that. And we have a slight increase for fuel.
Councilman Lattiser.
Director, how do you base that increase on fuel from 19,000 to 24,000? How do you come up with that number of 24,000?
I mean, the fuel costs are going up, and we're also simultaneously with gas prices going up, we also are resuming trips where we take folks to the Coventry Walmart because it's a bigger Walmart. We take them to Wright's Dairy Farm. So the buses are also on the road more. So we had to factor in the raising costs and increase utilization of the services.
No, I understand that gas is going up, diesel is going up. But you've gone from roughly 20,000 to 24,000. That's about a 20% increase overall in your diesel fuel. Is that strictly a speculation number? Or was there some research done?
Well, there's research done, certainly, and it's a projection.
What was the research?
Just trying to project out what fuel is going to cost. I mean, as the other departments do, like DPW has to predict what the cost of fuel is going to be. And then also knowing that we're going to have another bus on the road doing multiple trips every month. So it's just...
Okay. So your current numbers are somewhere in the vicinity of 14,000 or so usage, and you're anticipating to use your entire budget?
Yeah, I mean,
19,705.
Last year we used 19,000, so this is an increase of 4,000 over that, which I think with the increased costs and the increased utilization makes sense.
As of today, your diesel fuel is usage is expended, I should say, is 15,000, no encumbrances. So you have about 4,000 left for 6 weeks. Okay. And you use 15,000 for about 1,500 a month. Yeah, you'll probably have a little reserve there, but okay, close enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do any members of the public have anything for Senior Transportation? All right, seeing none, we move on to Community Development.
Hi, Tom Kravitz. We have no changes other than the contractual for Community Development.
Does anyone have any questions for Community Development? Do any members of the public have any questions for Community Development? All right. Oh, wait, there we go. Council Muto.
Thank you. Just looking for my notes here. So Chief, we have, at least it looks like what I found, we have a new CDBG block grant annual allowance of the $17,750.
Yes.
Which appeared new for the first time, I'm assuming.
So it was inadvertently omitted from last year's supplement. This is the chargeback that we talked about that finance charges as an expense for doing the financial analysts of the Community Development Office.
Okay. The next item is the housing and community development specialist.
Correct.
It's a 50%, but the increase was nearly 13%. Is that a contractual increase?
Yes. So that's the individual that splits their time between finance and community development. So it's all contractual raises. Nothing in community development is anything but contractual raises. There are no longevity increases.
Okay. And the last one, the uncomfortable question, is your chief of staff.
Correct.
50-50 with the mayor's office.
Correct.
Earns 182, blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
So this is part of your current contract, your contractual obligations?
Correct. My current salary is split in half between the two departments, mayor's office and community development.
Yep. But the increases for both of those are part of the contract.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Community development.
Michelle Comer, Ward 1. Chief, I do recall the old days you worked, that was your job, community development.
I do recall the old days. I'm old.
There you go. Could you explain some of the duties that these, it's two employees, right? In this department?
So there's three.
Three.
So there's basically two half and one full.
Okay.
And then there's the rehab specialist. So
I'm familiar with the grant application. That's wonderful to get those block grants. What else, what other kind of services are included in the budget?
So it's, the budget is all salary. So we manage the community development block grant program.
Right.
So it provides assistance to nonprofits through public services, public facility improvements, infrastructure improvements, neighborhood improvements as well. We partner with the planning department on grants in eligible low-mod income areas. Oakland Beach received funds for the splash pad and some coastal resiliency. Appanag received funds for playgrounds and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we do.
How about, because some of the titles are housing titles.
So, right. So we also run the home improvement loan program, or rehab mm-hmm. loan program, where we provide certain assistance to residents that meet income qualifications for making repairs to their homes. Also, we partner with West Bay Community Action and Ocean State Center for Independent Living to provide modifications to their people's homes. We also, when we had some additional funding, we worked with area nonprofits to provide capital to acquire previously foreclosed properties, convert them into long-term affordable housing. We partner with the state on affordable housing development when there's funding.
A lot of work for three people. I thank you.
No problem.
Chief, your position with the community development, it's showing here as a classified position. Are you classified or unclassified?
I am currently unclassified. The community development, Office of Housing and Community Development Manager position is a classified position. I am not classified. I serve at the pleasure of the mayor. I'm filling two roles.
Got it. So as a follow-up question, is there a difference in compensation between classified and unclassified?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Not that you're aware of, you said.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's it.
Next up is planning department.
Hi, Tom Kravitz, city planning director. We have contractual changes only. Our department is pretty simple. We have six there. And despite the fact we're still carrying the deputy position, Dan Geegan is still with us part-time under the temp. That's why our budget is, our projected is so low. It's likely to be low again this year. So Because I don't anticipate filling that position this fiscal year.
Does anyone have anything for the planning department?
Just bear with me for a minute or two. I'll probably be able to come up with a couple. I'll,
Ms. Comar, you can go while you...
Michelle Comar, Ward 1. Hi, Director.
Hi.
The planning department hired a consultant for the comp plan update. Is that reflected in last year's budget in this table?
Yeah, it would be.
Maybe under professional services, 360.
No, you know, looking at it again, it wouldn't be. That's too low. That contract was 89,000.
89,000?
Yeah, this is just personnel.
So where is that reflected in the budget?
Not in the personnel budget.
That was an outside consultant, correct?
Right.
So isn't it in Department of Planning budgets for some kind of professional services?
It would be a professional service, but we might have addressed that in capital. It's definitely not in this. This is just our staff.
Okay. So is more money needed to complete the plan or the consultant?
No, that's about 99% done. They're virtually paid. Nearly in full, and as you know, we're awaiting the final draft.
Right.
After which time we'll actually schedule probably a joint public hearing with the council and planning board.
Okay. So there's no money in the budget to hire anybody to finish the comp plan update?
Right, but it's not necessary.
Do it all in-house?
It's not necessary.
Okay. So that expired about a year ago, I'm thinking. And I keep seeing Rhode Island general laws mention different housing proposals, laws. And sometimes they mention whether you have or have a valid comprehensive plan. Are we in any kind of peril or jeopardy because our comp plan is outdated, expired?
You technically have 2 years from the point of expiration, so it would expire this August.
Okay.
So there's probably going to be a little bit of time there where it's technically expired until we can get it approved locally by the council here, probably early fall.
Okay. That's it for me. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Director, if you already answered this question, I apologize. I didn't hear it, though. Temporary services, that's a new item for you this year compared to last year, and what is that for? It was $20,000.
That's what we used to pay part-time Dan Geegan.
Okay.
Yep. That's why I don't really need to fill the deputy right now, because to have Dan part-time, he's an amazing employee. He's great to have around, even part-time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does any member of the public have anything for the planning department? All right, seeing none, we're moving on to the tourism, culture, and development.
Elizabeth Dunton, Director of Tourism. Other than contractual raises and one employee who gets a longevity raise for 14%,
does anyone have anything for tourism, culture, and development? Councilman Lattiser?
I couldn't hear what you said, but are there any raises in here other than contractual?
No, just the one longevity employee with the 14% increase.
Just the what, please?
Longevity.
Okay. One with longevity. Okay. Okay, that's it, Mr. President.
Do any members of the public have anything for tourism, culture, and development? All right, seeing none, it looks like we're moving on to Public Works Administration.
Thank you.
So, that's not funny. Eric Earls, Public Works Director. Public Works, are we going to... Are we doing the whole department, or are we...
So just one at a time. So first up is administration.
Okay.
On page 33. Because I had one question just regarding your telephone, that it's dropping down to 1,000.
Yeah, that's actually a typographical error. We were going to address that tonight. That should stay at 10,000 rather than 1,000.
Is the math still right, or is it just typographical?
No, the math would probably be off by that 9,000 as well.
All right. Seemed like a safe bet. Does anyone else have anything for Public Works Administration?
Yeah, well, just, yep. I want to check that math. Let me double check it because I'm coming up with something different.
Yeah, my numbers came out accurate with it being only 1,000. So that means it's 9K off. So it would be 868552.
My math says 868552.
Yeah. Because we're missing the 9. Councilman Mito.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hi, Director Earls.
Hello.
Question for you on the Water Enterprise Fund credit. It seems like that credit dropped by a third for the administration, and wondering what was contributing to that that decrease.
Oh, I'm sorry. That piece was given to us by finance, so I'm not familiar with how that is calculated.
Mr. President? She's here.
How do we get her, Chris?
Hello.
As you are aware, they do quite a bit of work for water. Mm-hmm. He's the director. This is... Eric's the director of water. Christy's presenting all the time for water. So we backcharge their time.
No, my question was, why the decrease? There was a significant decrease projected.
Decrease would just be, again, my truing up the reconciliation. It hadn't been adjusted for years, so we were... If you look at what is actually being expensed, would have been different than what was budgeted, and I fixed it, so it's all trued up now.
Okay, and you're going to supply us with all those true ups, right? Per previous request.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. What is the rent?
That's for the Sawtooth Building.
That's for the Sawtooth Building.
Correct.
So the obvious is our rent's going up this year.
Yeah, again, we get that number from planning because they manage that, but yeah, it goes up a little bit every year.
Okay. That's all I have on that. Thank you.
Do any members of the public have anything for Public Works Administration? If not, we're moving on to Public Works Highway. Does anyone have anything for Public Works High? Councilman Lattiser.
Director, Supervisor, let me just clear them all up. Anything in these salary increases that are beyond contractual?
No. It's all either step increases, longevity, or just the annual 3.25 or whatever.
Including the supervisor highway field maintenance?
Yeah, if there's a discrepancy in that, I think it comes from last year at this time that position was vacant, and so the budget reflected someone coming in at entry level. But more recently, the position was filled by Rick Gallant, and so Rick had more longevity, and so that number was reflecting his salary. So that might be the discrepancy.
So what is there
the position? I'm sorry, the position is currently vacant.
I'm sorry?
The position is currently vacant.
Okay. But when the position is filled, does this line item need to be adjusted?
It might based on who gets the position, depending on whether or not they, you know, their longevity, whether or not they're coming in at step two or step three. So yeah, this is an estimate based on, you know, our best guess of what we would be paying that position.
Best guess on the high end?
Yeah, we went conservative, sure.
And you have a light equipment tractor trailer operator. That position has been eliminated?
No, I don't believe so.
It shows here is nothing budgeted for it. It was showed fiscal year 26, $75,859, nothing in this year.
Chairman, are you looking at the light equipment / tractor trailer operator versus this year's supplement, just so I can see what you're looking at?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Public Works Highway Department, and it's light equipment / tractor trailer operator. Job code 96.
That's the one in last year's supplement you're looking at?
No. It's in here, and it's showing as being eliminated.
Yeah, it should be in the personnel supplement. That position is still part of Public Works.
Okay. Light equipment operator. Okay, and the amount is 71,083. Is that correct?
Is that why?
Because that position is showing as light equipment operator / roll-off, job code 711. For 71,083.
So the roll off position is a separate position.
Okay, I still need to zero in on this. And this item, it has light equipment / tractor trailer operator. Job code is 96. That would have been in last year's budget, Eric. So yep. This year, you're not showing anything, so that's what I'm saying. This is a position that was eliminated, apparently, because it's not showing in your personnel supplement for this year.
I don't think so. This is the pest control.
Let me get my last year's out.
I think it might be this, though. I think that's what you just call it, something different. Do we have...
Director, it also looks like just the regular light equipment operator has increased from 7 to 8 from last year to this year.
Yeah, that's what we were just looking at as well. I think in the personnel supplement, it got merged into that category. So they took off the tractor trailer piece of it and just made him light equipment operator in the personnel supplement.
So it wasn't actually supposed to be merged?
His job description's job title, the person who's doing the job, hasn't changed. That person is a light equipment operator, but he also drives a tractor trailer, so he has to have a Class A. So it is the same person that's been doing it. It's just somewhere along in the personnel supplement, they took light equipment operator, tractor trailer, and just lumped that person in with light equipment operators. So like you indicated, we had that one and then seven. Now we have eight light equipment operators.
Okay, so the issue is that position, job code 096, was in the budget this current year. You've pulled that out of the budget, you've eliminated that position, and you are currently maintaining a complement of 50 positions in highway department.
That's correct. That number hasn't changed.
Okay. And you've added the light equipment operator. That's the one that's in there for 71,000.
Yeah, and that does need to be corrected.
Corrected how?
To go to the designation that we had last year so that we identify that as the tractor trailer operator, light equipment slash tractor trailer.
Okay.
Does
the salary line item stay the same?
Yes.
Okay, so he's going to go to job code 96, but his salary is going to remain at 71,083.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, sorry for that.
Are all eight people that were, in theory, under light equipment operator for this year all at the same salary?
Well, just with whatever contractual bumps, but...
What? So it's just not a clean 505 divided by 8. It's a bunch of different ones, though.
Oh, yeah, no. They don't all get paid the same. Is that what you mean?
So never mind then.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I understand. Back to you, Councilman Lazo. Sorry.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point, Mr. President, because all right, no, never mind. Never mind. That's all set. Okay, and everybody else, Eric, is strictly contractual.
Correct.
Okay. And you are looking for a total budget of $3,631,000, right? In highway.
That was last year's number, Chairman.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I'm looking at last year's. Okay. Too many books. Too many notes. Okay, thank you. I'm all set with that right now.
Yeah, Director, just to clarify on that line item, so salary for having the tractor trailer operator seems like that's a higher salary significantly. Is that 75,859 last year. I'm assuming that's up this year. Is that allocated within that 505 or with the kind of squished together of those two positions, did the salary inadvertently get dropped down to a different designation? Just want to make sure that there's enough money in your budget to cover his salary plus the other seven.
I understand your question, and we'll certainly check that, but I would be 90% certain that he, because it's an existing position, he exists on their Excel spreadsheet, so his salary would be lumped in somewhere, and he probably just got lumped in there. But we can certainly confirm that. I understand what you're saying. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we just want to make sure you have enough money to pay your people. That's the only question I have, Council President.
Thank you. Let's see. Looking at line item 63-290, asphalt. Request comes in at $72,000 this year. How does it look overall for total funds available for paving the roads?
That line item is not for paving the roads. That asphalt line item is for filling potholes, right? The paving comes out of a separate line item.
Just to make sure I'm on the same page, which line item would that be?
It's not in this package. I think we'd have to bring finance into that discussion to answer that, but it's not part of this highway budget.
Okay. I just have to ask because traditionally, years ago, that would be the line item that would include not just the filling of the potholes, but the paving of the roads. So we can follow up on that outside of the budget hearings. Thank you.
Very good.
Director, if the paving budget isn't in the highway, where is it?
Well, that account, because it deals with reimbursements from Rhode Island Energy, finance set up a separate location for that to go, so it's not part of the of this budget, so that that money continues to overlap. So in the past, back when I was a city engineer, any reimbursements that we got would get lumped back into the general fund and be lost to the paving operation. So what finance has been able to do is they've set up an account so that money rolls over, so we're constantly using it to pave. Because sometimes we don't get our reimbursements until late in the fiscal year, and otherwise we would have lost them.
So what is that paving account number, and what is in that paving account? I don't understand why that's not in the budget.
So that first one's definitely pertinent, just so that we know what we're going to talk about later, but discussing the contents of it isn't pertinent to this department. I understand what you're going for, but you're asking to talk about a line item in a different area.
It's highway. Paving is always in highway. And it's not now. I'm asking, where is it?
I recall that we've had this over at least last year, and I believe maybe prior years too, where there was a line item here, but then there was one separate for far larger, the one that actually mattered for the purposes of paving.
Okay, so fine. If it's not in highway, where is it? These are dollars that are in the city coffers under the control of the city, and we need to know what account they're in and how much money is in that account.
Right. The first question is pertinent just so we know where, when we get there, what to talk about. But the second question is just not pertinent for this part of the budget that we're on. That's all.
So which part of the budget is it?
That's the part I agree with. Yes, we need to know that so we can figure that out.
Okay.
So Lynn or Director Earl, do you know where it is?
It's in a 401 account, right? A 401 code.
401 what? Because there's a whole bunch of numbers after 401.
So we have two budget codes. One's an expense and one is a revenue. 401-0401 and 401-0430.
Sorry, Christy, say that again, please.
401-0401.
0401 is which account?
That's the expense.
That's the expense account. Okay.
And revenues? So any reimbursements that we get, whether it's the gas company or DOT, is 401-0430.
0420?
30.
30. That's where the money is sitting?
That's where our deposits go.
Okay. And how much is in that account?
I haven't checked it, but we can certainly look into that.
Okay, please. Yeah. So we should be able to have that for tomorrow. Yes?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. The salt item, of course, this winter was certainly unprecedented, and we certainly took a major hit for that. But in the salt budget, never mind, I'll withdraw that. I'm good for now. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any member of the public have anything for Public Works Highway?
Hi, Stuart Wilson, Ward 1. I had just, these are like sort of more general questions, but I'm curious because I lived through this insane blizzard. I know this is like old news now, but it was, I thought, remarkably you know, handled by the city? You know, thank you to you, Mayor. And so I see 50 employees here. And so how many of them do you think worked on snow removal?
All of them.
All of them, yeah. That's, and so what about, and I know we're not on there, but employees of other departments too, I'm guessing?
Yeah, this is highway we're talking about now, but field maintenance, automotive, sewer, water, building maintenance, all played a part in it.
That's what I assume. I'm trying to get the sense of the scope and the scale of the work getting done. And I have another. So what about, for example, there's a park near my house, North Country Club Drive. Who handles that? Because there's a running track on that. And that also gets taken care of. Who does that?
That would be either highway or more likely field maintenance.
Okay. All right. Because that's, you know, when they built that, I didn't know what they were doing. And the next thing you know, people are on it all the time. It's like, if you build it, they will come, right? So I wanted to ask about that so I can get a sense of it. So I really appreciate that, because it's a lot of work, and I'm looking at overtime, and it seems like overtime wasn't, like, as historic as the storm felt. Right? It does seem like these are a lot of hardworking people, and I just want to say that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, Councilman Lattiser had asked for the paving budget. We have the number now, if we can still do it.
If it's in a different department, then no thank you as far as that, because just like we told Ms. Komar, if it's not pertinent to the one we're on, we can't talk about it yet. We gotta be even-handed with that. I know it's silly,
Council President, just as a point of order, if it's not anywhere in the budget but it's city funds, how do we ever discuss it?
I heard part of that.
If this is a line item that's in the city control but is nowhere in this budget and any of the budget documents that I have on my desk or opened on my laptop, how do we ever discuss it?
I think it is in.
It's not. We've
really
looked.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
When do we talk about it?
I'm just asking the Council President, since it's not in any of these budget documents, how do we ever get to the point of ever discussing it?
Yes. So I just had a side conversation with the finance director, and because it has no impact on the tax rate or anything, it ends up being like a wash.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Christy.
I can't really hear.
I'm lost. Are we allowed to talk about this or not allowed?
I think we're trying
to
figure out if we're ever allowed to talk about it. This is apparent ghost money that has no oversight, no accountability, and no transparency.
Yeah, is this in the budget anywhere?
No.
Then technically we're okay. Not.
So I don't
even know, solicitor. So the item in question is not in the budget because it involves the reimbursement from Rhode Island Energy. It's involving paving.
But we also have no paving line item, so if we ever wanted to put more money into paving the streets for our constituents and our wards, we can't because there's no line item to put it in.
That we used to be able to, at least.
63,290 is asphalt.
And how are we supposed to vote on a budget when we don't have all the information in the budget?
Director alluded to the fact that this asphalt line item is only for potholes, not for resurfacing, repaving.
Yes.
That is true right now, but as Councilman Ricks, I believe, pointed out, that item, that line used to be for paving. Like that line item used to be $1 million, $2 million.
Right.
But since we started our program with reimbursements from Rhode Island Energy, this account was set up because what was happening if we were using that, money would get dropped into the account in June. We get checked, you know, $500,000 reimbursement for Rhode Island Energy. That would be dropped in June. July 1st would be gone. then we would lose it. So what finance was able to do was set up an account so that money would roll over and continue to be used for paving rather than be lost to the general budget.
I get that, but I remember us discussing that when there was something in the budget so that we could actually see, hey, look, there it is. And yes, it was complicated because it was coming in and coming out. But now it sounds like it's not there at all.
I feel like that should be reflected somewhere in something.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
Some accountability of what's coming in, what are we actually spending on?
It's a cash flow item. You have money coming in, you have money going out. We need to have an accounting on what money is coming in and what money is going out and what's sitting there in that account. This is taxpayer dollars and cents that we're talking about, and it needs to be included in the budget. If we're going to vote on a budget, then you need to know how much money we really have.
Right.
And until we know what's in that line item, we don't know how much money we have, and there's no control on it, and we need it.
So would that, just the question through the president to whom, I don't know, somebody that might be able to answer this, would that be like a revenue line item, or where should that be? It should be somewhere.
Yeah, it sounds like I would agree with Councilman Ricks, but what he just said, we're both, it sounds like if we're going to reflect it accurately, but I'm by no means a financial expert, so I'm not sure where it would be best reflected.
I don't like this answer either, because we don't have audited financial statements right now, but it is clearly in the audited financial statements. And I'm happy to pull the trial balance for you, because I know it will match what our financial statements have. But that is actually where it would reflect, because it is a reserve fund.
So, Mr. President, I would suggest that perhaps we just set this aside and come back to it tomorrow, so we can have, and the administration can have the time to research whatever they have to research to get us accurate numbers.
Yeah, at a minimum, we have to set it aside, because I'm not sure how we are able to discuss it, given that technically it's not in the documentation in any way. So we'll figure it out. They'll work on their end. We'll work on our end with the solicitor to figure out if and how we can discuss
it
tomorrow.
Pardon? We're having a little disagreement here. She's a new finance director. This item was always in the capital budget. We had a line item in the capital budget for paving.
Yeah, so I remember.
We're going to straighten this out.
Hey, I remember discussing. We'll figure it out.
Christy remembers it that way too. This is Lynn's really the first year she put together the whole budget. She may have her own little methods.
Yeah, no
you're
judgment.
You're absolutely correct. We all remember it. It was in the capital budget.
Yeah, well.
That's fine. Figure it out tomorrow.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. All right, so we'll put a pin in that. Is there anything else besides that for Public Works Highway?
Yes, there is. So 63,377. Director, you have a projected budget for snow removal of $175,000. Where does that number come from? $175,000.
I think that projection is just extrapolating the existing based on how much time is left. It doesn't make sense that there would be that much projected, because we're obviously not getting snow when it's 90 degrees out. So I think that might just be a math error that, like, okay, you spent this much in 9 months, the next 3 months is going to be a comparable amount, and that's how we got there. So that's not accurate.
I think that just based upon what I know from at least one invoice, that number is not even close to where we are with snow removal. So here again, if we're going to approve a budget, we need to know what we have spent for snow removal this past season. And that's a number that should be available by now. The blizzard was 2 months ago or 3 months ago. So we should have that number now.
All of the expenses that relate to the historic blizzard, we're assuming we're going to get reimbursement from FEMA for that. We're actually put it in a reserve fund for FEMA reimbursement. It's the exact same fund the 2010 flood went through. And so most of the snow removal went there.
I'm glad you mentioned FEMA reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
So FEMA reimbursement will be based upon what we spent in snow removal, right?
And administrative costs.
Okay. So this isn't the only line item in this budget that has snow removal. There's some numbers scattered around in other places. And I'm not saying it was like to be deceiving. It's just they're put into a different place. And that's fine. I get that. But in order for us to get a FEMA reimbursement, mm-hmm. the city must come up with a total number, documented total number for snow removal. And that's the number that I'm looking for, is to how much have we spent, including encumbrances, because of invoices that haven't been paid yet, including encumbrances, how much did we spend for snow removal in totality for fiscal year 2026? And what is the FEMA reimbursement, which becomes income, that we can expect to receive? Because that FEMA reimbursement, I would think, is going to impact this budget.
We don't know when the FEMA reimbursement will come through. As you're aware, the feds keep opening and closing. Even when that wasn't happening with the 2010 flood, if you recall, it took about 10 years for us to get the money back. So we put it in a reserve fund, assuming we will get reimbursement.
Director, with all due respect, we don't know what or when we're going to get the reimbursement for the schools, but it's been calculated into the budget. So there has to be a number that FEMA is going to provide to the city for that reimbursement. And that reimbursement becomes a receivable, whether it's yeah. this year or next year or the mm-hmm. year after. It's money, it's revenue that the city is getting in. I want to know what that number is.
Unfortunately, the chiefs left, but they're actually in charge of emergency management. So they're in charge of working with the consultant in
okay.
totality. So I actually don't know what the status update is of that reimbursement.
So, Mr. President, perhaps we can just continue this item to tomorrow, too. This is an important item. The snow plowing budget is not even close to accurate. And we have no idea what we're going to get from FEMA as income, because we don't know what the real numbers are. So I think this is just, it's appropriate that we hold this till tomorrow too, so the administration have the opportunity to get those numbers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless there's any objection, this seems like a reasonable stopping point, especially given that after this, we still have several DPW like divisions anyway. So it's not like, as of now, we're going to be able to finish DPW anyway. At least not by 10:30, that's for sure. But it's up, the will of the body, so it's up to you all. Is there any objection to stopping now?
I have no objection.
All right.
I would have stopped an hour ago.
So, Ms. Pritt, if the council would consider a motion to continue hearing on unfinished items to May 19th, 2026 at 4 p.m. This would be picking up at the Public Works Highway code 63 and subsequent items on the agenda.
Well, bear in mind, we'd be picking up at school department and then we'd go next to DPW per the unobjected to ruling at the beginning.
That's a motion for tomorrow. Tonight it's holding all remaining items.
Oh, fair enough. All right, yeah. Will anyone care to make a motion in line with the solicitor just stated?
I'll make a motion. Whatever the solicitor just said, I agree to.
It's a motion to continue everything or to continue the unfinished business right where we are right now tomorrow.
All right. Any objection? All right. Seeing none, we'll see you all back tomorrow.